The last Perseid outburst happened 7 years ago. And according to Patrick Wiggins, Utah's NASA ambassador, some years really are better than others.
Some years, there is a lot of stuff, and people go out and ooh-ah. Other years, they go out and we hit a dry patch, and they just kind of go, that's what I get for listening to these astronomers. I've wasted the whole night. So you really can't predict with 100% accuracy if a meteor shower is going to happen.
Wiggins suggests going out after midnight on Friday morning and just looking up. He says if you spend only 5 or 10 minutes, though, you might not see anything. But if you spend an hour, you could see quite a lot.
If we have a really good Perseids, you might see one or two per minute. As a matter of fact, there have been times when I've seen more than that. But a good Perseids meteor shower might be, say, maybe 100 per hour.
There are actually two other meteor showers throughout the year which are visible in Utah. One is the Geminids in early December, and another is the Quadrantids in early January.
And those, obviously, early in the morning in December, January, not many people do that. And that's why you typically just hear about this one in the summertime. Technically, yeah, there are meteor showers happening several times a year.
Patiently watching the skies. For Utah Public Radio News, this is Amy Kobabe.